we've been commemorating 20 years since the landmark Beijing Platform for Action, which was agreed in 1995. There's been an incredible attendance from NGOs from all over the world, women's organizations, really an amazing turnout, I think pretty unprecedented.
Is there anything you think has been missing from these discussions?
We're an organization that believes in the inherent dignity and worth of every human being. And one of our concerns is, of course, the sex selective abortion is one of the big issues affecting women today. We know that there's about 50 million abortions every year. In fact, abortions in many countries are predominantly of women. So we're very concerned about that. It's one of the things that was condemned very strongly in the Beijing Platform for Action, but we've seen very little done to stop this trend. So I think that's one of the issues. Also, one of the issues that we brought here some experts on the issues of sexual violence and conflict. We see that many women are victimized. But what we find is that there's an incredible amount of discrimination against these women and their children because they're very often they're perceived as the enemy.
What are some of the solutions that have come out of these events?
You know, there's so many events that take place during CSW. There's not only the intergovernmental debate that takes place, which is really the highlight, where every country highlights the policies that they've enacted at a national level. It really acts as a policy exchange. So a lot of really good practices are highlighted. One of the best practices that's getting highlighted more and more is the Nordic model for addressing trafficking of women and prostitution, the need to prosecute the pimps. That's really essential. At the same time, you know, there is a real big debate within women's groups where many of the victims of trafficking, of prostitution, they don't like the approach that some of the more establishment women's groups are taking, which is to call it sex work. It's very controversial. They don't think it's something legitimate that should be legitimized. That's one of the policies that's been highlighted here that I think needs to be highlighted more. But then there's, you know, myriads really of debates and discussions on all the issues affecting women. Of course, probably the most important, education.